Welcome to Drive Time on Phoenix FM. Lovely to have you here, Matt.
It's a real pleasure to be here, mate. And it's good. Hearing your accent makes me homesick, mate.
Well, do you know what? You haven't lost your accent at all.
That's good to hear. Thank you.
You've still got that British accent, because when some people go over to America for such a long time, they get that little twang in their voice.
Yeah, I mean, we use things like, we say trunk and hood.
Garbage.
Trash, yeah. Trash cans. Yeah, you do you use Americanisms, but I don't think I've lost my accent, which is good.
No, the accent's definitely still there. Definitely. Yeah. So how are you doing with all this lockdown rubbish? You're keeping active and out and about?
Yeah, I mean to be honest with you, I'm not as active as I'd like to be. I've got the corona physique right now. I'm not as ripped as I normally am. I usually hit the bag a lot, but I haven't even been hitting the bag. I've been more connected to going live on my Instagram every day and connecting with people, and you know, that's really where my focus has been, because I want to feel like I've contributed. I really do. I can't, you know, as a singer and as an entertainer and as a businessman, I want to be able to say that I dug in some way, and I made a promise that I would go on and call people every day. I call around five or six people on my Instagram every day, and we have a conversation like we're having now. So
that's nice. It's what you need to do. It keeps the sanity as well, I suppose.
Yeah, it does. But it also, it's been so enlightening to me, you know, that people that aren't Matt Goss fans or Bros fans, they come on and they're honest about that. And there's a sense of discovery from my side and their side.
Yeah.
Not contingent on liking what I do. It's more based upon, let's just have a chat with somebody that we're familiar with. And I've been in the media for 30 years, and
true,
people do talk to me as if they know me or I'm a part of their family. My life, walking any city in Britain is hugs, selfies, and conversation.
And that's nice. It's nice to connect with the people, and the people are still connected with you after 30 years.
Yeah, it's. I think the thing is, after a while, you hit a point. What I've noticed after a couple of decades, you hit a point where people do just converse with you like you know you're part of their family, and that's what I always wanted.
Yeah,
and it's because from my side, it always felt like that, because every day you get dozens and dozens of people speaking to you as if they've known you. Then it clicks in your mind that you're like, well, you have known me for that long, and so it cuts through all the crap, and you get to the core of a conversation a lot quicker.
And with your Instagram as well, I've noticed, because I've dived in and out occasionally, they just love you, and they just talk to you like, well, they know you, they've seen you every day.
Yeah, the other day we had a 16-year-old fella came on, and he was an artist, and we looked at a lot of his art and how talented he was, and he said, I'm very lonely. He said, I miss my mum. She's living in a different house. We're social distancing. He was looking after his grandmother, a 16-year-old boy. And he just came on. He said, I saw your lives. He said, I hope you don't mind. And he said, I'm feeling lonely. That was his message. And I called him. And now he's got a load of followers. He had over 200 people requesting prints of his art. And
wow.
It's a real sense of purpose. And so, and then the 60, then another call was a 65-year-old builder that was self-employed. Self-employed, didn't have any work, and I just encourage people watching to in the Milton Keynes area just to call the small businesses, to because otherwise people are going to lose their livelihood, and the big business is going to be all right. So it's also about encouraging like social awareness about, you know, social commentary about, sorry, excuse me, about supporting small businesses and being conscious of where you buy your food, and if you need a service, call the small guy. Don't call the big conglomerate businesses. Call the small guy. Keep local businesses alive.
That is the message for now. That is, and when it all gets back to sort of normal, the places you go first are going to be your local high streets, your local businesses.
I hope so. We must connect to community businesses and family businesses.
Yep.
So that they can say, hello, John. Hello, Sue. How you doing? Yeah, so there's a connection there. That's what we need to get back to.
That's very true. Now, talking of connections, although you're so far away in Vegas, you've hurried a long track off of your new album, which is If I Ain't Got You.
And it's produced by Babyface.
It's a great version. Great version.
Thank you. Thank you so much, mate. Thank you. I'm very proud of it. I've never heard a man sing it. As a singer yourself, you'll understand.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference between a vocal and somebody that understands meter, texture and vibrato. Yeah. And there's a lot of things that go into a vocal like this. And to work with the legendary Babyface is also an honor. But I just wanted to get past all the bells and whistles of the big release and just said, let's just get it out there like a highly produced asset, a beautiful song, and just let's try and do good with it.
Now you can hear your big band influence on the song, because although the original was piano based, yours is a lot more. There's a lot more brass in there. There's a lot more oomph with a big band compared to Alicia Keys.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. It's also, you know, it's got a soul, obviously rooted in a soul place, but it's, there's some horns in there. But again, I've never heard a man sing this song. It's a challenge because the verses are super, super like sultry and a lot lower part of your range, and the choruses hit right back into it and a high part. And it's a challenging vocal, but it was nice to be able to get such an amazing response. We've had over 50 A-lists this week.
Wow.
And I'm so proud, you know, that the radio actually listening to the song and actually saying, yeah, they're getting behind it. So it's good. It's a nice feeling to be able to be included in this far away.
It goes out in my show every day. It goes out. And I tell people to find your page on Instagram, or see if they can find you on the internet, and go to the Just Giving page, because the reason you brought it out so early, I suppose, is to do something good for the NHS.
Yeah, we've already raised enough money for 15,000 meals. Wow. There's an amazing gentleman called Andrew, and he's put 9,000 miles on his car. And I'm a big believer in looking after the smaller charities, because right now the smaller charities don't have a big, stockpile of cash. They need constant injection of cash. So this fella's going out, put 9,000 miles on his car, and he's putting these meals into the hands of the NHS every night. And I so much love for him, and I just want to get involved. And again, as I say, we want to try and raise enough for 50,000 meals, which is for the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And we just want to, and it's a basic need. Let's give these people, variety and just something that they can come in and feel like there's something that they can rely upon.
Yes, something substantial. Some they know they're going to get it. Now, the person you're talking about, is that Andrew Hart?
Andrew Hart, exactly. Joe Hart's brother.
Yeah. I went to school with him.
Oh, you did? Yeah. So
his big brother Ian, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. This is what I'm saying. These times, we're all family. So there's one degree of separation between us. So it's an important thing. And the small guy, without all the big funding and administration to help, he's just him, his car, his restaurant. And I applaud him, and I get to talk to some of the NHS. Lewisham Hospital is going to be my next call in my Instagram, and we get to talk to the nurses and the doctors and the ambulance drivers. So we get to talk to them. You get to see who's actually the recipients. But we also, I don't want thank you. I do not want thank yous. I just want to be included in part of somebody that's just trying to do anything they can. We can all do something. So, no thank you.
I'm assuming
no goodbyes. That's what I say.
Definitely.
And if I said it in a New York accent, it'd be a no thank yous and no goodbyes over here.
Which is weird because you're in Vegas.
But it's funny. The reason I say that is a guy called Vinny.
Yeah.
And every time he comes to my show, he's like, "You're Matt." No thank yous, no goodbyes. That's what he says.
You've got to love the punters. So the reason you've set up a Just Giving page as opposed to the money from this song's going to the NHS is because the song had already been recorded, everything had been set up, so it's just easier to set up a Just Giving page, I'm assuming.
Yes, to be honest with you, also the money that we get, it goes directly to Andrew Hart. That's where it's going.
That's good.
It goes straight to him. He gets to do what he does. He loves it, and he needs to be funded. He's very transparent about that, and it's not lost in administration. It goes straight to him. That's where it's going.
Lovely. So let's a quick chat before I let you go, then, if you don't mind, about the album. When's that due to come out?
The album, to be honest with you, my friend, the album, I'm so proud of some of the music on the album. It's going to be a beautiful soul record, but I'm more interested in not promoting myself and promoting the Just Giving page and my live Instagrams, because my live Instagrams are what are giving people a lot of, we had 22,000 people come through one of the lives the other day, and it was, but I, you know, there's a number on the screen, but what you don't see is the people that actually come in and out.
Yeah.
And, but I call around 5 or 6 people every night, 9 PM UK time. And that's where my heart is right now, is to make sure that people have company and with a familiar face like myself. Yeah. And we just talk about anything. There is no judgment. You can be happy. There was somebody that had many people who had mental health issues during these lives. It's been hilarious. Keith Lemon's jumped on a few times. we've been, but it's been very diverse, is what I'm saying.
That's good.
You know,
that's good.
Year old artist to a 65-year-old builder. So you can't get more diverse than that.
It's the personality in the ether. I mean, that's the same with radio. People connect with radio because it gives them company. And what you're doing, I think it's a great thing. It really is.
Thank you, Bill.
In both ways, with the song, with the Instagram, and encouraging people to talk to you, it showing a different side to Matt Goss.
Thank you, my friend. Completely different side.
I mean,
well, it's a side that's been in me. My heart's been connected to civility. My grandfather was a healer. He was a gunner in the Second World War.
Wow.
He was a builder and a foreman in the East End, and then he became a healer after my grandmother died at 50. So that sensibility has been locked within my blood since I was a young man and since I was a boy, and that will never leave me.
So you mean a spiritual healer?
Yeah, he was a faith healer, yeah.
Oh, my mum believed in that. She instilled that in me, and I believe in it as well. It does work.
It's all energy, man. If you believe that you can do good and you can heal, and, you know, I do healing with people and just, you know, I think that if you believe in it, and I think now is the time to be a little bit more open-minded and realize that human connection depends upon that very thing. Our growth depends on that thing. So, you know, I hope that we all connect to our more vulnerable and know that that doesn't have any effect on how strong we are.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to let you go, because this has been a lovely chat. It really has, but I know you're a busy man. You've got your Instagram later. You've got the other lady on the other radio station.
Joe Wiley, the legendary Joe Wiley. I love Joe. We can give her a shout-out.
Yeah, all right then. Yes, good. Give my love to Joe Wiley. I've never met her, but I do, as a radio man, I do listen to her as well, because she's great. She's very uplifting. And this, hopefully, will be uplifting to my listeners. And if they want to get in touch with you, you're on Instagram every night from 9 o'clock, roughly, aren't you?
Yeah, it's just Matt Goss, MattGoss, if you don't know how to spell my name. Just to make sure, you know.
Who doesn't know how to spell your name?
Well, just in case, you know. sometimes, if I've had too many tequilas, I don't know. I forget sometimes myself. So just making sure.
Oh, cool. You see, I even didn't have a shave, because I saw you the other day. I saw Luke come on, and he hadn't had a shave, and you hadn't had a shave. I thought, you know what? No. I'm not going to have a shave.
I like it, man. I'm digging it. You got short hair. Keep it. Yeah. I like it.
I love that. Well, it's the first time in my life my hair on my face is the same length as the hair on my head.
I kind of like that too as well, man. I like it, man. All natural, bro.
Tell me about it. Anyway, you keep well, keep safe.
You too. Yeah.
And hopefully our paths will cross again one day, Matt.
They will do, mate. And I'll see you at one of my shows and we'll have a sing-song.
Please, God, that'd be lovely. And give my regards to your brother as well.
My love to you and all your listeners, brother.
Thank you. Keep up the good work. God bless. Bye.
God bless you. Bye, mate.